It's the Audio Escape Almanac for Friday, March 23rd, 2007. I'm Brian Smith. This weekday cast is brought to you by Pro Voice Tracks. It's the 82nd day of the year, Moon Waxing Crescent, first quarter on Sunday. Around the globe, it's Meteorological Day, a day sponsored by the UN's Weather Wing, the folks who name the tropical cyclones and advocate the sharing of meteorological information, among other missions. There could have been some stunning meteorological measurements to share had things gone differently on this date in 1989, when an Apollo-class asteroid whizzed by at what sounds like a safe distance of 400,000 miles. More dramatic is that it crossed the exact point where the Earth had been just 6 hours earlier. So, unofficially, today is also Near Miss Day.
I mean, these things dwarf every other natural hazard.
And here from the beaches, we are able to see Mir re-enter the atmosphere. And it had just broken apart. We had 9 to 12 principal pieces, highly illuminated, trailing smoke, dashing through the atmosphere in about 20 seconds from horizon line to horizon line. And it was really quite a brilliant, spectacular display.
From today in 2001, the 12th anniversary of Near Miss Day, an eyewitness account of the demise of the Russian space station Mir as parts of it streaked across Fiji. The space station was just 8 days shy of having spent 10 full years in space. Skylab, for what it's worth, didn't quite make it 6 years, but that's a story for July. One thing went into space on this date. It was Gemini 3, and it was today in 1965. Gus Grissom and John Young will spend just under 5 hours aboard the Molly Brown, as she's known, before splashing down just northeast of the Turks and Caicos Islands. There's another bit of rocketry associated with this day in history. Werner von Braun, the father of rocketry, was born on this date in 1912 in Prussia. And there's yet one more space and rocketry thing associated with today.
I am directing a comprehensive and intensive effort to define a long-term research and development program to begin to achieve our ultimate goal of eliminating the threat posed by strategic nuclear missiles. This could pave the way for arms control measures to eliminate the weapons themselves. We seek neither military superiority nor political advantage. Our only purpose, one all people share, is to search for ways to reduce the danger of nuclear war.
President Reagan, from an address on today's date in 1983, calling for the technology that would support the Strategic Defense Initiative. It usually went by a different name, but in deference to the wishes of George Lucas, I'll leave it unspoken. Likewise unspoken will be the name of this particular song.
Oh yes, we have no bananas.
We have no bananas today.
Louis Prima and his orchestra from the 1940s. The song is the point here. It was published today in 1923 by Irving Cohn and Frank Silver. A couple of large classical-type things were first performed on this date. Giordano's opera, Andrea Chenier, 1896 in Milan, and the really big oratorio by George Frederick Handel, Messiah, first performed today in 1743 in London. Birthdays today, Joan Crawford, 1905 in San Antonio, Texas, Roger Bannister, now Sir, 1929 in Bath, Rick Ocasek, 1949 in Baltimore, and Moses Malone, 1955 in Petersburg, Virginia. Finally, for this 23rd day of March, a change in the show here. The Audio Escape Almanac will become a weekly feature. For you good subscribers, it'll come down as normal early next week, and then it will move to Sunday nights, with the episodes looking ahead through the week in history. The Audio Escape Almanac is a presentation of Pro Voice Tracks, theme music courtesy of SCS Media at strategiccontent.net. There are show resources online for this and other episodes, and an email link for your comments about the Almanac. All at provoicetracks.com/almanac.